It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Steve Price with the USU Extension here in Carbon County. Lots of big classes that are coming up. You know what? Yes, I know there's snow on the ground, all of those things, but it is never too early to start talking about spring. And maybe just going to some of these classes will put you in that springtime mood. We've got great things. We've got a beginner gardener course coming up. We've got crop school, master gardener, pruning workshops. We're going to give you all the kind of information that you need. If you're interested in these courses, you can sign up for them. And we've got some deadlines that are getting ready to close on some of these classes. But these are always a great way to get things started early spring, you know, and learn things. Maybe you have questions about what's going on with your yard or in your garden. This is the great way to learn these things. Steve, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start right out of the gate. First one up and coming is you've got your beginner gardener course that's coming, and it's the first class is the 11th.
Yeah, so this will be the first one. We have them monthly, and it's always going to be on a Wednesday evening, and so we have five coming up throughout the year, and the first one we are going to be covering seed starting in January.
And that's a really great thing, because a lot of people that are looking to start gardens and things like that, that's about when they get started, isn't it? They find that one room in their house where they can start doing that kind of thing?
Absolutely. Most of our seeds, you know, depending on what you're growing, January is really the time to be thinking about it, especially so you can get your seeds ordered, know what you're going to be planting the following spring, and then usually February is about the time, so we're trying to get ahead of it. So if you have some things that you need to think about, we can help you think through those, so you'll go into your seeding time with a full-on plan.
And that's the great thing, is then when it comes time for the spring to get your plants going, they're ready, and you can just move them to the outside area. And this is a great course because you have, what, five different classes? Is that how it goes?
Yeah, so we have a beginning gardener course each month, and so seed starting will be January. In February, we have fruit trees, so we'll be talking about fruit tree management. We'll talk some pests that you have to deal with, how to care for those trees. We'll probably talk a little bit about pruning, you know, care for new trees. And then we go on to kind of insects, beneficials, and pests, and then foodscaping, water-wise plants, water-wise landscapes. So we have a different rotating topic each month.
And that's a great thing, too, and some of those are great. And here's the best part. It's only $5 a class. You don't have to sign up for every one of them, but if you do, you get a discount. Is that right?
They're still $5 a class, but if you don't want to have to have the hassle of going in each month and registering, you can just get all five for $20, have one payment, and be done with it.
And this is a great way if you're just looking at getting started, or maybe even if you're an old hand with a green thumb, this is a great refresher course as well. And then we're going to move into, it looks like into February, coming up the 8th, you've got your crop school. Now, this is something that you guys do quite often, isn't it?
Yeah, so this is an annual event, probably one of our larger annual events that we have an extension in our area. And this is just a really good time. We feed you. We have some interesting speakers come in. We usually have some vendors there that you can talk to about different ag products, services, ag insurance, just different stuff that you might want to consider for your farmer range.
All right, and if anyone's interested in this, do we still have the opportunity to register for that? Because I'm assuming you need a head count on this one.
So, if you... You can give us an RSVP. It's not necessary, but it does help us a lot when it comes to getting the food order. Registration is up and going. You can just call any of our offices, and then, we'll get you signed up.
All right, and then another thing that's coming up fairly soon, your Master Gardener course, and you wanted to let everybody know that their registration window is closing, and that's closing on when?
January 6th.
And this is a great class. You know, It covers a lot. It really and truly does, doesn't it?
It does. We start off with the basics, you know, botany, soil science, kind of those, and maybe they're a little bit more dry topics, but really we set up the foundation so that when later we talk about, you know, fruits and vegetables or diseases or small fruits or turf grass, you have the foundation to where you know some of the basic science, and it really helps you kind of diagnose and figure out what's going on, and make some better choices when it comes to the best management practices for the different things that we encounter in our landscapes and gardens.
All right, and that's the Master Gardener class. And remember, if you want to register for that, the window closes January 6th. And then we're going to close up by talking about a pruning workshop that's coming up in February.
Yeah, so this is one of the questions we get a lot is, okay, I have a fruit tree. Maybe I've even come into an area and there's already a tree there. Now I have this thing that I have to figure out how to take care of. I think a lot of people intuitively think, okay, I need to prune this thing. I usually don't know when or how or why, and so our workshop is really geared towards answering those questions, and then the awesome thing is that where we teach it, we have some access to some fruit trees, so you get to do it. We teach you how to do it in the class, some of the maybe theory or practices, and then we take you out. We have some equipment there. You can try out different styles of equipment, and then actually prune, and you get to use somebody else's trees. So by the time you get home, you have a feel for it at least.
Well, and here's my question about pruning. Is it one of those things that do you think there are a lot of people out there that are afraid to do it?
Absolutely. It for some reason, pruning, especially fruit trees, it terrifies people. They think they're going to mess it up. And so the biggest thing we're trying to do is, I mean, there's not really any secrets to it. It's just teaching you the right way to do it and then getting that confidence to where you feel you can go home. Maybe you have to convince your partner that you know what you're doing after this, and then they'll let you start cutting, doing what you need to those fruit trees.
And the other question that I have too, and I can't remember if I've asked this in the past, this one is mostly about fruit trees. Does it equate to like rose bushes and those kinds of plants as well? Or, you know, or are you really dealing with two different things?
That's a great question. You know, some of our different shrubs and stuff, they're a lot of the same ideas behind pruning. Some of the techniques are going to be the same. There are some differences, though. So maybe that's something we need to have another class on, is shrub pruning.
Okay. So there you have it. A lot of great things going on at the extension in the start of 2023. If you've got any questions, you can give them a call down there. Steve, what's the phone number?
So our direct line is 435-636-3235.
All right. Once again, it's Steve Price with the USU Extension Office here in Carbon County. Lot of great, you know what, agricultural type things that are going to go on at the beginning of the year. Get in and be a part of it. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.